Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Lamed Tes. We are holding on Daf Lamed Ches and Beis. We're three lines from the end of the page. And Amar Rava Shmamina on the first wide line. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously L'zchus Gmar Chesimatova for the Mespalim of BKNW and for all of Klal Yisrael, as well as by Henry Orlinsky L'zecher Nishmas Yechiel Michal Ben Chaim Shner Zalman Halevi Zichron L'vracha from Milton Kramer and the Nesham Shreven Aliyah. And we again we're holding three lines from the bottom of the page. There are basically two topics on today's daf. The first topic is going to be about how to tie the tzitzis, the number of knots, the number of windings, the number of strings, how long the strings have to be, what the ratio should be between the windings and the loose strings at the end, what happens if the strings get cut, which we began to discuss yesterday. And then the second topic of the daf is not how to tie the strings, but the type of beged and the type of strings, the material with which the beged and the strings are made, and the shotness issues that come up because of the requirement that tcheles be dafka made out of tzemer, and which types of begadim are chayiv in tzitzis on the daraisa level, which types of begadim are only chayiv in tzitzis on a derabanan level. So that's going to be amud beis. So let's begin. We're holding three lines at the bottom on daf lamed ches amud beis. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Shema mina sarich likshar al kol chulya v'chulya. We see from the halacha that we were just discussing about gardumim that when tzitzis become cut, that they could still be kosher, just like Ardume Ezov or kosher, that you need a kesher by each chulia. Each chulia means each set of windings that you have. You need to have another knot to separate each one. Because if you hold that you don't need a separate knot for each chulia, when Bnei Rabbi Chiya said that if you have tzitzis that are cut, they're going to be kosher, but Gardume Ezov ksherin, and we happen to mention also that the Gardume Agudas Ezov, that if that's cut, it's kosher as well. Well, by tzitzis, it wouldn't make sense. Kivin deshtori le'iloi, because since the strings become cut, and it's going to untie the kesher elyon, which is at the end of the entire gedil. The gedil is the section of the tzitzis that it has the windings and the knots. So if the kesher elyon becomes untied, ishtar lekula, the whole thing's going to become untied. You're not going to have any gedil left. And then clearly your tzitzis are going to be puzzled. So it must be that it's not the only knot, that there are other knots that are holding the gedil in place. So that's a raya that you need more than just a knot at the end. Obviously not at the beginning, but you wouldn't have any gedil if you were left with only a knot at the beginning, right? So it has to be that there are other knots in between the knot at the beginning and the knot at the end. It says Gemara, not a raya, dilma de'ikter. Maybe when we said garduman or kasher, it's talking about where you happened to have tied other knots. Maybe that's just optional, but there's no actual requirement that you tie any other knots besides for the knot at the beginning and the knot at the end. The Amar Rabba, Shema Mina, another thing that we see from this halacha is that kesher elyon daraisa. The kesher elyon on the tzitzit, meaning the kesher at the end of the gedil, is a chiv daraisa. Where does it say it in the Torah? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And if you don't tie that kesher elyon, even if you somehow manage to wind things around and twist it in a way that it will be able to last for a couple of days, it's going to be possible. Because if the requirement of tying that kesher elyon is only derabanan, my isrich lemishri sadin betzitzis. Why do we need the Torah to be matir the isra of shatness in tzitzis when you put wool strings into a beged of pishtan if you're not going to tie a kesher anyway? Pshita, tokif tkiva achas einu chibur, el shmamina da raisa. When you just stick a piece of wool into a piece of linen without tying it on or without stitching it together, it would not be real shatness midoraisa anyway. So the fact that we need the Torah to be matir shatness and tzitzis is a raya that there must be a requirement that there be a kesher. So that's a raya that kesher elyon is daraisa. If the string becomes snapped right where it's attached to the beged, psula, that's going to pass the tzitzis. Yosef Nachman was saying this halacha. halacha about nifsak achut meikaro, that if the string gets snapped right at the base where it's attached to the baguette, say esve rava the Rav Nachman, rava challenge Rav Nachman from Braisa. Bamedvar mamurim, when do we say that tzitzis require a particular shear? That's betchilaso, that's when you initially make the tzitzis. Aval sofo, but if afterwards they get frayed, they get cut, shiyara vigardumav kol shuhu, whatever is left over from the tzitzis, even after it's cut off, kol shuhu is perfectly fine. My shiyara of my gardumav, what are these two different expressions of cut pieces of tzitzis? We use the word shiyara as well as gardumav. My lav, shiyara of divsik minayu vishtayir minayu, and gardumav di gardum agardume. Doesn't shiyara mean that it gets cut partially, but you still have some left, and gardumav means that it gets cut all the way at the knaf, all the way at the baguette, so you see that it's going to be kosher anyway, even if it snaps at the edge of the baguette, right where it's attached to the baguette. Says Marlo, Chaduk Tani, Shiyare Gardumov Kol Shuhu. It's not saying two separate things, that Shiyarev is kosher and Gardumov is kosher. No, it's saying Shiyare Gardumov. If part of the chutim get cut and part remains, then it's kosher as long as there's a Kol Shuhu left. As long as it's not entirely cut, the string is not entirely cut. Velema gardumav. So then you could just use the word gardumav if that's what it means. Shiyarav lamali. Why does it have to add the word shiyarav? Says Mara Hakamashmalan. It's coming to tell me a chiddush to be in shiyura le gardumav kedei la anvan. It's coming to tell me the size of how much you need left once it's cut off in order for it to still be kosher. And that's the halacha we learned yesterday, that it needs to be kedei la anvan, the amount of string that you'd be able to make a slip knot with, and only then is it actually going to be kosher. Now we get into the number of strings. Yasav Rabba v'kamar mishmeid Rav chut shel kerech olam min aminyan. When we say that you need eight strings, one of those eight is the string that you do all of the winding with. Amalei Rav Yosef Shmuel Amar Avelo Rav. He says it's a very nice teaching. It just happens to be you're quoting it from the wrong person. It's Shmuel that said it. It's not Rav. It Ranami Amar Rav Bar Bchana Sachli Rav Yosef Min Usha Chushal Kerech Ola Min Aminyan. That they say from Rav Yosef De Min Usha that and in the Gilyon he has a Girsa Mishmei De Shmuel. And if that's the case, that's what the It Ranami is really going on. That it was Shmuel that said it and not Rav. But the way we have the Girsa is not that. That we're just trying to say in Marnami on the Yikar Halacha, that the Chud Shel Kerech counts as one of the eight strings. Yosef Rava Kamer Shmei to Shmuel. Rava was sitting and saying in the name of Shmuel, Tchela Shekarach Ruba Ksheira. If you have tzitzis where you do the krichos along the majority of it, meaning there's the gedil and the anaf. The gedil is the part that has the krichos and the knots. The anaf are the loose strings. Let's say you have a majority gedil, so that's still going to be ksheira. Amalei Rav Yosef Rav Amar Avelo Shmuel. So you know, Rav said that and not. Shmuel didn't say it. We're going to see later, what if Karach Kula, what if you do all of it Gedil, that's a different story. But if you do majority Gedil, it's still going to be kosher. Not ideal, but it's still kosher. It Marnami, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Tchela, Shekarach Ruba, Ksheira, if the majority is Gedil, it's still going to be kosher. Rav Chia B'Rid Rav Nassan, Masni Hachi, Rav Chia B'Rid Rav Nassan, taught it in the name of Rav as follows, that Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Rav, even if you only have a single set, a single chulia, that's shalosh krichos ksheira. But the best way to do it, if you want to figure out the proper ratio of gedil to anaf, is shlish gedil shnei shlishi anaf. And that's what we always strive to do when we make tzitzis, that one third of the length of the strings should be the knots and the windings, and two thirds of the length of the strings should be the loose hanging strings. V'kama shir chulia, how much is a chulia? So tanya, Rabbi Yomar, k'tish shirchuch v'yishna v'yishalish. Each set of windings should be at least three windings. That's the shear of a chulia. That's the definition of a chulia. Tana, but we learned hapoches lo yivchos misheva va mosif lo yosef. Yosef al Shlosh Esrei, that you shouldn't have any less than 7 or any more than 13. So this is a machlokas Rishonim. What? Any less than 7? What? Any more than 13? What? So the majority of Rishonim assume it means how. Meaning we already defined the chulia. A chulia is 3 wines. How many chulios do you need? So that's what the Gemara is saying. You need at least 7 chulios, no more than 13 chulios. Apparently, we have a range, any number between 7 and 13, probably to try to adjust to fit the one-third, two-third ratio, depending on the length of your strings, but that's what it should be. It should be 7 chulios. Other Rishonim say, no, we're going on how many krichos, how many windings within each chulia, and we're saying that that when you're making, even though we said that the definition, the bare minimum is 3, as far as defining a chulia, you could have between 7 and 13 is ideal. That 3 is the bare minimum, between 7 and 13 is ideal. That's why Rav Shechter ties his tchelis, he tries to be machmir for all the shittos. So one of the things that he does is he's machmir that each chulia has 7 windings, to be machmir for the shita, that's what the Gemara is talking about over here, le'yivchos mishava, and that there should be 7 units, that there should be 7 chulios, which means that there are 8 knots. Hapoches le'yivchos mishava, keneged shiver rekiyim. Poches le'yivchos mishava relates to why the number 7, keneged the shiver rekiyim. And Tos points out that it's not by accident that we do keneged the shiver rekiyim, l'fisha tcheles, dom liyam, v'yam, dom l'rekiyah. That's good for what the tcheles is supposed to be reminiscent of the yam, which is dom l'rukia, v'amosef layosef al shosh esrei keneged shiver rekiyim and shisha avirin shebeinehem. And the 13 is corresponding to the shiver rekiyim, but then the space in between the shiver rekiyim, there are 6 spaces in between the shiver rekiyim, and that's how we get to the number 13. Now, Tosfos points out already that this doesn't bear any resemblance to the traditional way of how we make tzitzis when people don't have tcheles. Right? Well, no one makes tzitzis like that. They don't do 7. They do 5 knots, and they have. It's true that the number of krichos that they have in between the knots is usually between 7 and 13. They do 7, 9, 11, 13 with the 4 chulios, but that's not what the Gemara says. I mean, the Rov Rishonim don't read the Gemara that way. They read the Gemara saying that you need 7 chulios. So Tos says, yeah, because we don't have tcheles, it doesn't matter. We're not makvid about it when you don't have tcheles. So we do it with the Ramazim that Rashi quotes on Chumash, and you know, these with the Minyan Taryag and things like that, but that's not really the way to tie tzitzis. The real way to tie tzitzis is when you have tcheles, we have to be makvid, which really underscores the point that that's the role of tcheles, that the role of tcheles is as a korech, that even though we do some of the krichos with white and some of the krichos with tcheles, that's what we discussed yesterday, Shittas HaRambam, Shittas HaRavid probably as well, is that the primary role of the tcheles is to be the korech around everything else. I mean, you don't have the ikar korech, so then we're not as makbid about the krichos, about how we do all of the krichos. So that's why the minhag developed that we're not so makbid about these halachos when you don't have tcheles. But obviously, when you do have tcheles, you need to be makbid about these halachos and try to figure out how to fulfill all of these. How to fulfill whichever shita you're trying to fulfill. So Tana, we learned as follows: Kshu maskil maskil belavan. When you're being korech the strings, even though, as we said, the tcheles is going to be the majority of what you're being korech with, the first kricha should be with white. Hakanaf min kanaf, and that's based on hakanaf min kanaf, that it should be similar to the beged, and the beged is always assumed to be white because the stam beged was always white. Ukshim sayim sayim blavan, and the last kricha should also be with white. And interestingly, the Gemara says why malin bekodesh velo maridin, because the white is considered to be more kadosh than the tcheles, and malin bekodesh velo maridin. What makes the white more kadosh than the tcheles? Says Rashi, v'kibin ta'akta mekra lemin knaf shema mina chashufu. Since the Torah mentions hakanaf before it mentions tcheles, and hakanaf means min knaf, that it should be the same color as the beged, so it mentions white before tcheles, and since it mentions white before tcheles, that shows a certain chashivus and a higher level of kedusha. It's an interesting question. Do we ever find that anywhere else? that which is mentioned first in the Torah is considered to have a higher level of Kedusha than that which is mentioned later in the Torah, right? Is that true by Dalet Minim, for example, that whichever is mentioned earlier is the more holy of the Dalet Minim? Whenever you have different elements of a mitzvah, right? When we define the tefillin, when we define tefillin shel rosh v'shel yad, it was a different keder of how we define what's more kadosh. The shel rosh is more kadosh because it has the shin and the dalet, and the shel yad only has the yud. So the kedima b'pasuk is an interesting idea that should make it that it's considered more kadosh and therefore malim b'kodesh v'lo maridin. Meaning that if you started with white, you better finish with white because it would be a horadah mikedusha to finish with blue, even though by definition you're going to be doing blue all the way in between. Okay, now it says Rav v'Rabba bar Rechana havu yasvi. Rav and Rabba bar Rechana were sitting and have a kachal v'azil hahu gavra, and a person was passing in front of them. Demikasi glima dekula tchilta v'rami le tchilta. This fellow walked by. He had a beged that was made entirely of tcheles, and he had tzitzis on the beged ugedil migdil, and the entire tzitzis was gedil. There was no anath. It was all the entire length of the tzitzis was all the windings and the knots, and there was no loose string. So Amar Rav, Yoi Glima v'lo Yoi Tchelta. So Rav says, very nice beged, but he's got, you know, the mitzvah is pretty terrible because he's got no anath. So Rav Rechana Amar Yoi Glima v'Yoi Tchelta. Rav Rechana says, no, it's perfectly good. It's a nice beged because obviously tchelis was considered to be very beautiful. It was a blue beged that was the royal color. So that was a very beautiful beggar, and he's got the mitzvah too. He did a good job with the mitzvah too. So b'maika miflugi, what exactly is the machlokas about? Rabbi Abrachana Savar k'siv g'dil, it says in the Torah g'dilim u'k'siv psil, and it also says in the Torah psil, which sounds like strings that are loose, that are not wound. G'dil sounds like it's braided or wound, and the psil makes it sound like it's loose strings. So what happens if the Torah tells you two different things? So it sounds like o'g'dil, o'psil. You have options. You could either do gdil or you could do psil. There's another example where we have many times in the Torah where the Torah says two things that seem to contradict each other, and there is no kosva shlishi amachriya b'neihem. So what do you do when there's no kosva shlishi amachriya b'neihem? So very often we come to this resolution. O gdil, o psil. One or the other. It must be that the Torah is giving you options what to do. The Torah says that on Yantif you should spend time lachem, and the Torah says it should be lashem. So what do you do? So one of the shittos is o kula lashem, o kula lachem. So you have like this throughout Shas. So the v'rav savar liolam psil be'inan. No, it certainly has to be psil. You need to have some psil and some gedil. Vayhi gedilim l'minyanahu da'asa. When it says gedilim, it's coming to tell me the number of strings on the tzitzit. Gedil shnayim. The word gedil, the lashon of gedil, implies two strings that are wound together. And gedilim, when it says gedilim times two in plural, so that's times two arba'a. That's how I know you need four strings. And then when it says psil, it tells me asay gedil upsalehu mitocho. Make a gedil and make sure that there's psil at the end. At the end of the gedil, there should be loose strings hanging down. So that's what we try to be machmir to do, and again we try to do it on a 1/3 to 2/3 ratio. Okay, now says Gemara, Amr Shmuel Shmei Levi. Now we're getting to the min of the beged, right? We had already learned on yesterday's daf that a stam talis, when the Torah talks about a talis, is pishtan lavan, is white pishtan, and from a knaf, min knaf, we learn that there have to be white strings in the talis. So the Gemara is going to discuss, we did min knaf, does the do the chutim have to be the same material as the string as the beged itself? So Amar Shmuel Meshmei DeLevi, chutei tzemer potrin b'shal pishtan. Wool strings definitely work on a talis of pishtan because the requirement in the Torah is to have both lavan and tcheles, but tcheles only works on wool. So if every beged of tzemer or pishtan is going to require tzitzis, so by definition a pishtan beged has to be okay with wool strings. Otherwise, it would be impossible because only tchelis can only be wool. So yibaylu shall pishtan mau sheiftu b'shal tzemer. What if you have a wool beged? Can you use linen strings? Let's say your lavan strings. strings, obviously, not your tchela strings. Can you use linen strings? Will that work on a beged shel tzemer? Tzemer b'shel pishtim u'dipater, kibin de tchela spatra lava nami pater. Do we say that you could use wool strings on a pishtan beged? Even the white strings can be wool, because once the blue strings have to be wool anyway, so mimela will allow all the strings to be wool. But aval pishtim b'tzemer lo, but maybe strings made out of pishtim on a beged made out of tzemer, it would not work. And then it says right after that, gedilim tasalach, it tells me the isser of shatnes, but right after that it tells me the mitzvah of tzitzis. So we see from there that the isser of shatnes doesn't apply when you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore, loshna tzemer pishtim, loshna pishtim and tzemer, it doesn't make a difference whether it's tzemer and pishtim or pishtim and tzemer. Either way, you're going to be yotzi. So tashma, the Gemara says, we'll try to bring a raya. Da amar rachba amar av yuda, chute tzemer potrin bishal pishtan. Tzemer strings work on a beged shal pishtan, bishal pishtan potrin bishal tzemer, and the reverse. Pishtan strings work on a beged of tzemer. Chute tzemer vipishtim potrin bekal makom va'afilu bishirain. And strings made out of either tzemer or pishtim will work on any type of beged, even a beged made of other material. Upligad Rav Nachman, Dam Rav Nachman is Shram Patur Min Tzitzis. This is all against Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says that other begadim don't have a chiv tzitzis to begin with. Meaning only a beged of tzemer or a beged of pishtim even has a chiv tzitzis. Other mini begadim have no chiv. Say Esvei Rav Rav Nachman, Ashiratin Vakalach Vasrikin Kulin Chayim Tzitzis. So Rav asks on Rav Nachman, what are you talking about? We have a brisa that tells us that all different sorts of materials, it doesn't matter what material the beged is made of, they're all chayiv in tzitzis. So yeah, midrabanan, they're chayiv in tzitzis midrabanan, but midaraisa, they're not chayiv in tzitzis. Ihachi says, if that's the case, ema seifa v'kulan, tzemer pishtim potrin bem, all these types of meshi, all these different types of materials, the tzemer pishtim will work for the chayiv tzitzis. L'chora tzemer pishtim are the strings of tcheles made out of tzemer and the strings of lavan made out of pishtim. Well, iam pishtim midaraisa, if you're going to tell me that these begadim are chayiv and tzitzis midaraisa, then I get why you're allowed to use wool and linen strings simultaneously in this beged, even though that's shatness, because you're being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis midaraisa. But if it's only midrabanan, how do we allow shatness just for to pater a beged that's only chayiv and tzitzis midrabanan? So it says Gemara, no, you're misunderstanding what we mean when we say that tzemer upishtim will work on the back, and it doesn't mean simultaneously. Ema o tzemer o pishtim. You have wool strings or pishtim strings alone that will pater, but tzemer or pishtim together, enochinami will not pater. Hachinami mistaver, and it's most mistaver that big day meshi are only chayiv and tzitzis midrabanan and not midaraisa de katani seifa, because at the end of that very brisa it says, Hain b'midan potrin, the types of meshi themselves, if you make strings out of meshi, they will work for a beged of meshi, they'll work for the same beged. Shalo b'midan ein potrin, but if it's on a beged of tzemer, strings made out of other materials are not going to work on a beged made out of wool. Well, iam b'shalom d'rabanan, if you can say that a beged made out of other materials is chayiv only midrabanan, hainu d'mitvur b'midan, that's why strings made out of the same material materials are going to be okay. Aliyah mitaraisa, but if you're going to say that a beged made out of other materials is going to be chayiv and tzitzis midaraisa, how can you use strings made out of other materials? Tzemer upishtim udepater. The Torah says only tzemer upishtim, only strings of tzemer upishtim work for tzitzis. So says Mar imishum ha lo iria. If that's your best raya, that's not necessarily a raya that the chayiv is only midrabanan on other begadim. Because kidderava, the Rava Rami, Rava asistira between the psukim. Ksiv, it says hakanaf, min kanaf, and we darshan that the strings should be from the same material that the beged is made from. Uksiv tzemer upishtim, and the pasuk also says tzemer upishtim in the context of shatnis, but then right next to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and from the smichus we darshan that it has to only be made out of tzemer upishtim. How do we reconcile that? Haketzad tzemer upishtim potrim bein minan bein shalob minan shar minan b'minan potrim shalob minan main potrim. If you have tzemer, so they work for the mitzvah of tzitzis, whether it's the beged is made out of tzemer or pishtim, whether the beged is made out of something else. other types of strings, strings made out of anything but semer or pishtim, will only work on a beged made out of that same material, will not work on a beged made out of anything else. So therefore, since we reject the Rav Nachman's the raya that Rav Nachman had in his explanation of the Braisa, so the kasha of Rav goes back that even though shirayin are not chayiv in tzitzis, so that even shirayin should not be chayiv in tzitzis. So says Marv Rav Nachman, who says that only big day tzemer pishim are chayiv in tzitzis midaraisa. Kids the Tana de Ber Rabbi Shmuel, he'll say like the Tana de Ber Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Ber Rabbi Shmuel, hold the nemru begadim b'torah stam. Since the Torah says the word begadim stam without describing exactly what type of begadim are chayiv in tzitzis, it just says va'asulam tzitzis al kanfei big dayhem. So it just says beged. But there is one place in the Torah where the Torah defines beged as being tzemer upishtim, and that's by Tumas Nagayim, where Dafka says the words tzemer upishtim. So we darshan from there. It's a binyan av kol. So to any time the Torah used the term beged, tzemer upishtim, it always means Dafka beged is of tzemer upishtim. So tzitzis is so even by tzitzis, there's only chiv tzitzis midaraisa when it's made out of tzemer upishtim. Amar Abai, v'hai tanad b'er b'shmol, mafkele mi'idav tanad b'er b'shmol, you should know there's another tanad b'er b'shmol that disagrees with that. The tanad b'er b'shmol, beged ein li'el beged tzemer, minayin l'rabos tzemer gemalim, tzemer arnavim, v'notza shalizim, v'akelech v'asrikin, v'ashirayin, minayin, how do I know that all other minim are also chayv and sittis? Mida oraisa! Tamalomar, O beged. It's the fact that it says O that comes to be marba other mine begadim. Good. So how do we paskin la halacha? It seems that there's a machlokas whether only tzemer upishtim are chayiv and sittis or everything is chayiv and sittis. So this is a significant machlokas rishonim. Shitas haRambam is very clear in Hilchos Paragimel Halacha Aleph and Beis that whenever it says beged in the Torah, it's dafka tzemer upishtim. That's all that's chayiv midar raisa. The Ravid says k'meduma ani shazeu kelech v'lo mechuver. He says I disagree with the Rambam. I think shar begadim are also chayv midat raisa in tzitzis. Tosos over here quotes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi that the halacha is like Rava, because Rava is the Basra'a, and Rava is the Shita Basra, the Rush also, Paskin's like Rava. So the Beis Yosef quotes other Rishonim that also hold like Rava, but nevertheless, Beis Yosef says we have to Paskin like the Rambam, because the Rif and the Rambam agree with each other that only Tzemer and Pishtim are Chayv Midaraisa, nothing else Chayv Daraisa, even though Rashi and Tosos and the Rush and the Beis Yosef is a whole list of other Rishonim that all say that Sharmin are chayiv midaraisa. But Beis Yosef is loyal to what he writes in his Hakdama, that you have to follow the majority opinion of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush, and the majority opinion of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush, when you don't take any of the other Rishonim into account, is that only Tzemer Pishtim are chayiv midaraisa. So that's why it plays out in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tes, Sif Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins, only Tzemer Pishtim are chayiv midaraisa, but the Rama says that no, all different types of begadim are chayiv midaraisa. The Rama says, so the Rama paskins that everything is chayv midaraisa. The main afkamina, whether the beged is only chayv daraisa, chayv darabanan, we do dinim darabanan as well. So Mishra Brura points out three nafkaminas. First of all, it's mistava that a person should try to be makbid to be yotzei mitzvah daraisa. So for a Sephardi Jew, if he wants to be yotzei mitzvah daraisa, mistava that he should try to wear wool tzitzis. For Ashkenazi Jew, no reason to be machmir like that. That's why the grub was a machmir like that. The stipler was a machmir. People who were machmir for everything weren't machmir to dafka wear wool tzitzis. Second, if there's any sort of suffix about the chiyuv in the beged. So if it's a beged made out of tzemer upishtim, savi daraisa l'churma. If it's a beged made out of sharminim, according to the mechaber, savi daraban l'kula, according to the rama, savi daraisa l'churma. And the third nafkamina the Mishnah Berurah points out is what happens if a person's tzitzis becomes snapped and he's wearing his beged and the beged is providing him with his tznius, but he's out in public and the tzitzis got snapped off. So what sort of avera is he violating now by not having tzitzis on a four-cornered beged? If it's an isur daraisa that he's violating, so gadol kavod rabbiyo shadocha lo seisha b'torah, but only docha derabanan, it's not docha an isur daraisa, he has to remove the beged, even if it's going to be embarrassing for him to remove the beged. But if it's only an isur derabanan, then he would have no reason, no requirement to remove the beged in that case. So that's those are the three nafkaminas that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Other Prima Gadim quotes other nafkaminas as well. Rav Sternbach points out in Shuvas Van Hagos that he thinks that it's kedai for a person to be machmir to wear beged shel tzemer, because he says that in general, yeah, there's always the ushmartim es hamitzvos. Part of ushmartim es hamitzvos is to try to be yotze kol adeos as much as possible, and that's in fact the derech hapsak of the Mishnah Berurah in general, to always try to be yotze kol adeos. Plus, Rav Sternbach points out that there's a sheet of the Maram that chutei tzemer, when we don't have tcheles, only pater beged shel tzemer. The whole idea that chutei tzemer will work on all begadim is only when you have tcheles. So that's, but if you don't have tcheles, chutei tzemer become like any other strings, and it's not going to work on other begadim. So he says maybe it's kedai to be machmir for that sheet of the Maram that you should dafka wear a wool beged so that you could have wool strings on your wool beged. There is a discussion that maybe there's a downside to wearing a wool beged, because if it's very hot outside in the summertime, the beged's not providing you with any hanas levisha, it's only a nuisance. But both Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe Feinstein were unconvinced by that argument. They both thought that that it's still an absolute chivin sittis on a wool beged, even in the summertime. Okay, so we'll leave it there, and Bez Hashem will pick up at the top of that Mem Amar Aleph tomorrow. Sure.